Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Major Doug Rocky, and we're going to be talking about the plight of the American veteran. Now, an awful lot of good, courageous American boys join the military to go off and fight for, well, for God and country, and without realizing, of course, that they're not fighting for God, and they're certainly not fighting for country. They're fighting for entirely different purposes, for the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader, which, of course, is the aim of our globalists. But when they come back, so many of them are ill. Now, there is a figure that Doug Rocky has used in the past that seemed just impossible for me to accept, and that is that of the original boys who went over to fight in the first Gulf War, that almost 80,000 were dead, but I followed his lead. I went to the Veterans Administration webpage, pulled down his material, and it's absolutely true. It's an amazing figure, but you'll never hear that mentioned. Why would all these young people die? And then, of course, we have well over 200,000 of our recent veterans who are now ill. Why would that be happening? And why did so many people come down with illnesses after the first Gulf War? Well, Major Rocky is certainly a victim of part of this himself, having worked extensively with depleted uranium and having written the military, really the information the military is supposed to use for depleted uranium, but which they refuse to use because they're not protecting either our troops or the people of Iraq from the ravages of chronic uranium poisoning from depleted uranium. And with that as a background, Doug, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. You know, today's a very special day, you know, considering it's Martin Luther King's birthday celebration across
right.
the nation, and all of us, you know, to remember that extraordinary day when Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream." Well, you know, that thought and idea of what he talked about, where everybody's treated equally and fairly and everything else, can be expanded beyond that into, I have a dream that one day everybody provided medical care, and the environmental contamination will be cleaned up as a result of the war.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the plight of the veterans, the returning from this war, and what happened to the veterans who returned from the first Gulf War? Well, how many of them came down with serious illness?
Well, during Operation Desert Storm, which is known as Gulf War One, there was extensive use of nuclear, biological, chemical warfare materials that the United States gave to Iraq prior to the initiation of the war. There was extensive use of uranium munitions, just wholesale destruction of the nation's infrastructure, releasing all kinds of toxic chemical compounds, biological materials, and other radiological materials. And then we had the oil well fires. We had the misuse of immunizations. Just turned into a total catastrophe as far as what had happened during Desert Storm. And as a consequence, we started seeing people get sick almost immediately. We reported that at the Theater Medical Command Headquarters, and that time it was known as 3rd U.S. Army MedCom, Medical Command Headquarters. And we reported all of that, but sadly, it was just totally disregarded. Because the majority of the casualties as a result of war, and especially Gulf War One and now what's known as Gulf War Two, are all the result of what we would call friendly fire.
And, of course, a large number of the men who returned from the first Gulf War came down with this bizarre illness, you know, with all sorts of, you know, rashes and headaches and the inability to concentrate and and a feeling of weakness and arthritis, and it was some sort of an autoimmune response that has been triggered in their bodies. Do we have any idea how many people there are from the first Gulf War who have some sort of a permanent disability?
Yeah, we do. One of the things that's most disturbing is this information is put out by the United States Department of Veteran Affairs, and it's on their website, www.va.gov. But the last report that's been issued is from May of 2007. So we're coming up on, 10 months since the last report was issued. And in May of 2007, the compensation and pension statistics for Desert Storm alone listed 696,842 individuals as having participated in what was known as Gulf War I. As of May 2007, the estimated number of living veterans, and Stan, you've been there and people can go there, was only 620,266.
So it was almost 80,000, not quite.
Correct, really close, and by now it probably exceeds that. Number of claims filed for permanent medical care with the VA was at 280,623. Now, historically, these things have been going up 5,000 to 6,000 per quarter, and now we've gone three quarters without a report. So in May of 2007, it was almost 281,000. And the number of people that had been awarded permanent disability from the VA at that time was right at 213,000. But what's most astonishing is they had denied medical care to 31,000 individuals. I mean, it just continues on and on and on. When we look at the May 2007 for the current numbers, as of May of 2007, for those individuals that, you know, have been deployed into the Persian Gulf with all this nonsense, it was at about 1.13 million. Out of that 1.13 million, we had 963,000 still alive. And when you do the numbers, it's staggering. Out of that, 408,000 had applied for permanent lifetime medical care with the VA because they're seriously ill. And they continue to deny claims. I mean, we're just into a staggering, staggering number of casualties. And when we go back and look at the casualty reports, I mean, as a physician, Stan, I mean, you were a doctor, you understand that when somebody gets ill and they go to the doctor, they're billed according to the ICD-9 code.
Right.
In other words, what is the diagnosed problem and what are the approximate costs for treating that problem? Well, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs back in November released a report on the number of casualties we have for Iraqi freedom and enduring freedom alone.
Now, this is the latest attack?
Correct.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Major Doug Rocky. We are killing off our young people. We're getting disabled. Almost one in three of returning veterans is ill. Within 3 months, we'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with MagnetiCare developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dinah brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Oh, well, I'm retired.
Okay, fine. And certainly he's been on the front lines of trying to warn about the dangers of depleted uranium, but it's not all depleted uranium. They, I believe, you know, used vaccines on our troops. Even there's even a question of whether they used experimental vaccines that were really not cleared. And certainly the anthrax vaccine and so many of the vaccines had terrible problems. And then, well, but I'm going to let the Doug go ahead and tell you about the plight of the people coming home from this war, the war in Afghanistan, the war in Iraq, that were fighting over there for democracy and freedom to liberate the people there. Or is that really why we're fighting over there? Go ahead, Doug.
It's not even close. I mean,
I know that.
That's nonsense. I mean, the idea and the concept, we started planning the Operation Iraqi Freedom or Gulf War II back in the 90s. It had nothing to do with that whatsoever.
You're absolutely right.
And, you know, the concept, the idea that you provide people by freedom by continuously destroying and shooting up their homes, their towns, their communities, their water treatment facilities, and contaminating their environment is pure nonsense. But, you know, we have to sustain the myth.
Right.
When we look at the information on actual medical care, one thing that many of us had worked in this for quite a few years, we were able to force the U.S. Department of Defense and the Department of Veteran Affairs to do is to provide free medical care to those returning from combat for 2 years without them applying for permanent disability with the VA. Because the process and the paperwork to go through to get permanent disability from the VA has turned into a nightmare. And that's because of the destruction of records and the lack of records and denial of medical care and a whole series, a host of deliberate actions. But when we look at the numbers, in a few months ago, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs publishes what we call the Disease and Non-Battle Injury Casualty Report. Now, this is dealing with individuals that did not get shot or wounded by explosives, et cetera. They became ill and, as a consequence, have now sought medical care. Well, the number that we have for Iraqi Freedom alone, as of November, a few months ago now, was 263,909. 52% of those were between the ages of 20 and 29, and then another 23% between the ages of 30 and 39. So overwhelmingly, the majority of these individuals are in that prime of their life, but they're devastated with medical problems. When we look at the actual medical problems that have been diagnosed in these young kids, and I want to repeat, these are young kids. They were extraordinarily healthy prior to deployment, or they would not have been deployed, although there is a problem with that now today as a consequence of this. We'll talk about it. But what they came back with and what the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs physicians and others are seeing, now, when they diagnose or see these problems, doesn't mean that they're given effective and prompt medical care for them. Because as has been reported through congressional and all the other hearings and everything else, the VA and Department of Defense are just totally, totally delaying and denying prompt and effective medical care, even when they diagnose the problems. For example, what we have in the Iraqi Freedom Veterans right now, with about 29,000 infectious and parasitic diseases. We had 2,200 cancers, malignant neoplasms. This is from uranium, obviously.
And these are young kids. I mean, these
are young kids where you shouldn't see this. And the other thing, too, the epidemiology, this shouldn't be showing up in these kids within a couple of months. These are not diseases that you see showing up rapidly this fast, you know, by any stretch of the, you know, imagination in medical epidemiology. We had 10,000 benign neoplasms, and these are all kinds of cysts and tumors and everything else. Endocrine metabolic problems, 51,000. Blood problems, 5,000. We look at the mental disorders, which we need to come back onto. That's over, way over 100,000. Neurological problems, I mean, disease of central nervous system and sense organs at 84,000. Circulatory system, 40,000. Respiratory system, 50,000. That relates directly to uranium exposure and pesticide exposure and some of the other hazardous materials, but primarily uranium, because uranium causes results in rapid reactive airway disease and destruction of the alveoli sacs and calcified granulomas and everything in the lungs. And then, obviously, perfusion goes to heck. 82,000 digestive system, incredible problems with food and waterborne illnesses, and the whole digestive system is just literally trashed. Genu unitary, 26, right coming at 26,000. Here's the rashes at about 39,000. Muscular skeletal system, connective tissue, and this is a real serious problem, because when you have lack of perfusion, and you have inadequate nutrition, and then you have all the toxins building up, and the body can't remove it, you end up with all the muscular skeletal problems. And this manifests itself as fibromyalgia, excruciating pain. And VA has given me a disability for that. It's extraordinarily painful. And that's right at 117,424 as of November, so it's probably over 120,000 by now. And then ill-defined things that they haven't been able to diagnose, but they know they're very sick, is at 93,000. And then poisonings, this is ID, food poisonings or injuries, we're looking at about 49,000.
These are individual cases. Overlapping, in other words, some people have a couple of different things.
No, these are individual
cases. These are individual.
These are individual diagnosed cases, so they took the worst serious and identified that. I mean, I sent you the full report, and you can link to it. But it's just staggering when we look at the sheer numbers of this stuff. Now, one of the things that we need to talk to is what's happening to cause all of these incredible medical problems that you should not see in the young that are extraordinarily healthy, but in a few months are extraordinarily ill. And we have a whole combination of stuff. During Operation Desert Storm, obviously, we had the whole host of stuff. But this time around, it's whole different. This time we know we have extensive use of uranium munitions. And why the United States and England, Australia, and Canada decide to do that again is beyond me. I mean, the idea that any nation or anybody in the military can deliberately spread radioactive, toxic, chemical, radiological waste throughout another nation with a promise or the disguise that we're giving you freedom and then walk away is beyond my comprehension. I mean, the medical care requirements in the Department of Defense directives are very clear within 24 hours. The requirements to clean up all environmental contamination are absolutely mandated by U.S. Army regulation, Department of Defense directives, and they're ignored. But that extends, you know, throughout into Hawaii and BX Puerto Rico, and throughout the United States too. It's not just over in Iraq and the Middle East and the Balkans. So we're seeing a whole host of serious problems. We got uranium munitions. We had a total misuse of immunizations. I mean, as a physician or an EMT, what I did, besides combat medic and all the other work, as anybody knows, that you can't give more than, you know, one or two immunizations to a person at a given time. The interactions are unknown, aren't they?
Yes, not only that, but what you do is you turn on the immune system. You turn on the immune system of the brain, and that can actually produce damage. But when you give, you know, six or eight, you know, immunizations one day, and, you know, a couple of weeks later give another six or eight, you're just compounding the problem and doing serious physiological and anatomical damage to the brain. This
yeah,
is a big
and
problem.
That's what we've seen. And so we have the immunizations, and then we have the total misuse of pesticides. I mean, we have to understand that you know, like any time community, you live in the desert, you're moving around, just like in your house or your school, you're going to have insects and bugs. I mean, pesticides become we've got to be careful on this, become necessary at some times. So in other words, it's a trade-off. But when you totally misuse the pesticides and don't consider their overall effects, you don't consider the synergistic effects of the pesticides with everything else, then you're gooped up. And what we did see early on, and we think we got it stopped, is the military officials and all of these good do-wishers back here in the States were shipping flea collars to the troops, and they were wearing them. Well, you can't wear flea collars. That's direct pesticide absorption through the skin. A dog, a cat can wear them because they don't sweat, so they don't have direct absorption through the skin, but a person does.
And, of course, they have fur, and so that's not going to be laying right on the skin, but just on
correct.
The, on
I mean,
the hair.
Understanding the physiological differences and understand the chemical and the biological reactions, but all this stuff is lost in the wind. And, again, this goes back to the lack of interdisciplinary science and medical knowledge that we're seeing today. So, anyhow, we had all of that misuse, and then we have, obviously, the industrial compounds, the toxic materials that we've been released when we destroyed all of these all of the infrastructure of these countries and these nations. I mean, just totally deliberately destroyed it. I mean, you have to think about it. We'll blow it up to give you freedom? Wait a minute. I mean, if the people wanted freedom, they wouldn't be fighting back as we invaded and occupied their nation. There's something drastically wrong in the thought processes here. So now we got a toxic wasteland, a toxic nightmare. And so when we look at the U.S. military alone, we're looking at 750,000 have been involved in Operation Iraqi Freedom, Enduring Freedom, Afghanistan and Iraq, and we'll take the Balkans in, that are now having serious medical problems. The U.S. Department of Defense and Department of Veterans Affairs do not have the ability to provide medical care for them if they even decided to. But what we're seeing overall is a complete denial of the relationships between all of these known exposures, the uranium munitions, the pesticides, the hazardous materials. We're seeing a deliberate denial of relationship between the exposures and the adverse health effects that the individuals are coming down from. The casualties are not being shot. They're not being blown up with improvised explosive devices. They are become ill as a direct result of our deliberate actions or illegal actions with illegal munitions, weapons, and destruction of the nation. It's staggering. It's a staggering problem.
And, of course, a lot of them get sick after they get home, don't they?
The majority of them do because, obviously we've got a lot of reports and we've seen some of the reports. For the disease and non-battle injury reports, U.S. Navy Preventive Medicine Health had reported over 70% of the people in theater were already seeing respiratory and digestive system problems, diarrheal problems and respiratory problems. So we're seeing that whole host of stuff coming down. But then once they get back, and, again, just as report after report comes in, is that the military doesn't have enough physicians to treat the care. They don't have enough nurses to provide the care. And then the report that was filed yesterday is that they don't even have enough physicians' assistants to provide the care. I mean, you're seeing a staggering shortage of medical professionals in the military. Staggering number of casualties. And then what's happening also with this is it's easiest to read. This is directly AP Wire story yesterday. Soldiers who were medically unfit or considered borderline have been sent to the Middle East to meet Army goals for deployable strength. And this whole story, and you can read it or link to it.
And individuals just want the right numbers because it looks good on the forms, even if these people are not fit to fight.
That's correct. And you have to understand, you have to be in extraordinarily good health to go into these situations where you're getting very very little sleep, you're getting poor nutrition, you're under incredible stress, and your overall living conditions are poor. I mean, it just turns into a staggering problem. So because of the sheer numbers of casualties, incredible number of casualties, as this report from yesterday is indicating, too many are being redeployed or deployed for the first time. They're medically not fit to go, and that's because they just simply don't want to recognize the medical problems. And if they recognize the medical problems, these units wouldn't be deployable. I mean, the individuals wouldn't be deployable. The strength wouldn't be there for the, what they call the combat strength. And there's a whole host of reasons for that on the reports that have to be filed and put in. And that's, you know, that's a whole other thing separate from, you know, and it takes a long time to explain. But you can't have the commanders deliberately ignoring medical problems in their troops and then sending them over there. Or once they get over there, deliberately denying, ignoring the medical problems that they have and delaying prompt and effective medical care. That's why we're seeing the staggering numbers that we have coming back.
We're going to be back here in just a moment with Major Doug Rocky, and we'll be talking about the plight of our servicemen, who are, of course, are being damaged not in combat, although they are. Now, we'll be right back.
Child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover and Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, shop, and raise our children. Hoover and Harris CPAs, on the air because they care.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Major Doug Rocky. Doug, do you have a website where people can go and get your information?
Not really. I don't have any website. Never
what
maintained
about
website.
Another good website they could go to get information on depleted uranium?
Well, obviously the TrapRockPeace.org website, now that's been changed, but I think if you just go to www.TrapRockPeace.org, that'll link you across to... you know, the new Trap Rock. Trap Rock had a hostile takeover, and then the individuals who are doing all the work were pushed out. But they're still trying to maintain a website link that's not under Trap Rock, but it's linked across now.
Well, and, you know, this is what happens, is that good organizations are infiltrated. People come in, they just are so dedicated, and you think that they're your best friend, And it turns out they've been sent there to disrupt your organization. And this is tragically why most of our conservative organizations or our Christian organizations, most of them have been infiltrated and certainly then neutralized.
Yeah, it's part of the essential thing. The scary part of all of this is we have to see what's happening today. You know, there's two different parts. One of the things that's in the news and everybody's reading, obviously, is traumatic brain injury. But they're, you know, ignoring all the other stuff that we just talked about, you know, hundreds of thousands. But what we're seeing with a traumatic brain injury, or as we call what they'll call PTSD, is there's three different parts of this that we need to understand. Number one is being truly scared from combat, and that does happen. You know, the fears, the unknowns, and all of this stuff, I mean, you know, that affects the psychological processing of your brain. When you go to war, you're changed forever, and you never come back the same. So we have that component. Now, the other component, which is being ignored and extraordinarily important, is the neurophysiology. When we have all of these known exposures, uranium, pesticides, hazardous materials, the total effects on the entire immune system from the immunizations, which are in of themselves creating serious problems, we have to look at the neurophysiology effects. And what we're seeing is the neurophysiology functioning of the brain and the nervous system, central and peripheral nervous system, is totally messed up. I mean, really, truly messed up because of, let's call it, toxic exposures. The brain and the whole system cannot operate properly when it's poisoned.
Sure.
So what we see then is, instead of the need for psychotropic drugs, you know, that affect brain thought or brain patterns, we need to look back at what do we have to do medically. And I'm not sure that it's even possible, because of all I know, and it's not possible, to correct the neurophysiological functioning after it's been totally poisoned. And I don't think that can be done. So we have to go back and look and see what's happening. So they're ignoring, they've got a serious problem, but they're ignoring probably the primary exposure that's causing the neurophysiology. And psychotropic drugs, which affect thought processes, are not going to have any effect on whatsoever of the physiological functioning of this whole system. Then the third part, and this is extraordinarily important, and this is what Dr. Ruth McGill, who's probably one of the world's great experts in this, with the, you know, working with the VA and the military people for many, many years, calls the left half, the right half, the brain functioning. And this is the realization that the stated reasons by the military leaders and the national leaders for going to war, and the justification for going to war and invading and occupying these nations, were lies. So now you have the left half of the right half of the brain crisis. Most individuals are brought up with Judeo-Christian ethics and morality, understanding somewhat of right or wrong and the reasons for. Well, you end up with a total crisis. And so the individual crashes down himself. So we got three components. We've got being scared, which happens in combat or happens to military, you know, all military personnel, happens to police the fire, okay? Truly being scared, and that's historic, common battle stress or PTSD, whatever you want to label it. Then you've got the toxic exposures affecting neurophysiological functioning. Now, the evidence for that is the sheer number of DNBI that we have reported by the VA, hundreds of thousands, with serious, serious medical problems that affect all of these functions. And then we have the realization that you've been lied to. And once you get that realization you've been lied to, even though your cohort group is trying to maintain, you know, what in the military and the Army we call a hoo-ha factor, or those of us who are older call the John Wayne and the Rambo factor. In other words, you want to belong and you want to believe and you want to go along with this stuff, even though that you realize that it's not true and it's all based on lies. And so you have all of these complex factors affecting the mental health and the physiological health of the individual that's resulted into a catastrophe. And then proper treatment and medical care just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen.
No, they want to put you on Prozac. That just compounds the problem.
Yeah, they offered me Prozac the other day. I told them where to go real fast. because that's not the problem. You know, that's not the problem. We know what happened. We know where the functions are. We know what's going around. And it's kind of like if you deaden the senses or deaden the thought processes or get everybody to go along with what the status quo or the official story is, then that somehow this is going to resolve the problem. Well, it hadn't resolved the problem from the Vietnam era vets did it. So we're seeing a catastrophe. The question is, what do we do? Well, it's pretty simple. We got to stop the nonsense. We can't continue to use uranium munitions to contaminate air, water, and soil. We can't continue to destroy the infrastructure of all these nations, releasing toxic industrial chemical compounds, biological materials, and radiological materials. Not only the U.S. military, but we have to understand, my concern is not just for the U.S. military, it's the women and the children and the men of all these nations. If these are the numbers that we know we are seeing in the U.S. alone, we have to expect, and we have the reports from all over the place, that we're seeing far more in the local civilian populations and in the so-called enemy populations and military of these nations. It's staggering. It's staggering consequences. You can't continue to destroy the earth, contaminate air, water, and soil, and affect the physiological health of everybody and expect it to come out okay. It's not going to happen.
Well, I always like to say that men and women become accomplices of the evils they fail to oppose. And where is the outcry from the American people about what we're doing to the civilian population of Iraq in the name of freeing them from tyranny?
Well, you know, that's the whole thing. I mean, you know, we've got this myth that's been sustained forever and ever and ever, okay, about what the U.S. is doing and what the military is doing and why we've occupied and invaded all these nations and so-called freedom, and it has nothing to do with it. It's strictly economic gain and economic power and control of resources and everything else. We have to come to that understanding. And so when everybody's bought into the myth and the so-called thing that, you know, the U.S. military went over there to defend us and protect us, well, that's nonsense. These nations had no ability to attack us, never have attacked us, never will attack us. They don't have any military capability to even deploy troops. They don't have any of that capability, and even if they did try to land one place, it'd be wiped out in minutes.
We'll be back in just a moment. Listen, Major Doug Rocky.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning is Major Doug Rocking. Doug, do you remember the name of the DVD that that Joyce Riley put out that where you appear?
Oh, that's Beyond Treason. That's
Beyond Treason. That is one of the greatest DVDs I've ever seen.
Yeah, the Beyond Treason is extensively researched. Joyce Riley and all of those individuals there at the Power Hour, I mean, which is incredible. But the DVD has extensive interviews with a whole group of individuals, extensive research documentation. So if you call a Power Hour and contact
We actually carry that.
Oh, do you? Excellent.
Yeah, we carry that. And you not only get the DVD you also get a CD of ROM with literally thousands of pages of documentation for it.
Yeah, and the documentation is what the most important part of this is, because it's not the fact that here you a whole bunch of us describing and discussing what happened, but the documentation that documents and verifies everything that we discuss and describe is included.
Right.
And most people don't want to look at this, Doc.
Go ahead, Doug.
I said most people don't want to even acknowledge this as happening. We have to go back, and this is where we come down to sustaining the myth. If individuals truly looked into what was happening and truly read the documentation, the foundations for everything that they believed in and where they put their trust in would collapse. And that's as a consequence. Very few people want to actually discuss it. Very few people want to review the actual documentation. Very few people want to review the video and the photographic footage. Very few people want to actually talk to those that were responsible, that were involved, that are now speaking up. I'm not alone. I'm by far not alone. But the myth has gone on too much, and the consequences for health and safety of all the citizens of the world and the world's environment is threatened, and in fact in great danger, and in fact, in part now, non-recoverable.
Sure. And, of course, it's going to affect all of us sooner or later if we continue contaminating the world with depleted uranium.
It affects all of us because one of the things that, again, everybody fails to understand, or they look at this stuff, the incredible amount of money that's being spread and spent during war, both for U.S. military, and then as the stories in the AP yesterday totally verified and documented, we have far more U.S. mercenaries in Iraq than we have U.S. military. So the number of U.S. mercenaries that we have in Iraq that we're paying exceed the number of combat troops. And that's ridiculous. I mean, truly invaded a nation, occupied a nation, blowing apart a nation, killing, destroying at will without justification, and then we send our own mercenaries in there. And they kill, destroy, and do whatever they want at will, and all the money goes up in smoke. So we have incredible, I mean, what is it, $8 billion a month right now? Something like that is the estimated cost. And where we're now is we're seeing potential of recession. We don't have adequate funding for health care here in the States. We don't have adequate funding for bridges. We don't have adequate funding for schools. And what I mean adequate funding for schooling is not just technology, but, actual learning and teaching supplies. So it's just turned into a mess. You can't. There's only so much money available. Period. And if you shift the funds away from the essentials and necessities to the nonsense, it's not there and it's not usable. But the outcomes of this stuff, there's going to be nothing to show for it in the end. I mean, the concept, the idea there's something to show for it in the end is nonsense. We are not residents of Iraq. Our government are not the leaders of an Iraq. We are not the Iraqi people. We can't tell them how to live, what to do, what to think, how to live their lives, what employment to have, what equipment or stuff to build or disperse or, do anything. We don't have that right. And yet somehow we act as if we have the God-given authority to write to tell a nation what to do, how to live, and how to spend their money or what government they should have. There's nothing to win. There's, you know, and really nothing to lose either. It's just a total waste of money.
Well, they tell us there'll be chaos if we pull out, but there's chaos as long as we're going to be there, and there's going to be constant attacks on the American forces as long as we're there, because they look upon us as occupiers there who are trying to steal their oil and their freedom, and they want to be free. So why are we staying there? Oh, to prevent chaos, when there's going to be chaos as long as we're there, and the only way there's ever going to be peace again is for us to pull out.
Let's go back to reality again and not the myth. I mean, Iraq was an extremely advanced nation with an incredible education and medical system and industrial base before we decided to go in there and destroy it and take it over in the 19, you know, with the Gulf War I. And then we, the United States and Great Britain, sustained the incredible things of sanctions against that, prevented water and sewage sanitation, medical supplies and everything from getting in, and the staggering casualty numbers among the children. So, I mean, we deliberately and willfully destroyed the area, going back to control the oil resources. And, I mean, this goes back to 1916, 1970 with the Sykes-Picot Treaty. And that was the decision between France and England, and then the U.S. came in to maintain control of all the oil resources in that area for our economic growth. And that's what it's all about. And that's what Afghanistan is about. I mean, reality is. And we have to learn to live together and share the resources we have together, or we're all going to be affected. And so when the extraordinary amount of money is being spent there, you don't have the money for other things. And as a consequence, you have a recession, and you have a collapse of our own infrastructure.
And we're having to borrow almost $2.5 million every day from someplace, foreigners or from our own people, to meet our expenses. And now the solution to our current problems is to give everybody a check for $800 so we can stimulate the economy. I mean, it's organized madness.
But, you know, what we have to come back to is, you know, when we've got 750,000 of the youngest, the next generation that are going to lead now with serious medical problems, we're seeing this already as they come back in the schools and the family crises. I mean, we're seeing spousal abuse, child abuse, murders, robberies, everything, and these military personnel coming back with all these problems, staggering numbers. And so now we're seeing an entire generation, primarily between the 20 and 29, being destroyed for no reason whatsoever. Now the social and cultural cost and the economic cost and the medical cost and the family cost and the cost within the schools and the community structures to sustain or maintain or take care of these individuals is going to be staggering. The cost alone at the VA for the incredible numbers of casualties we created for nothing is staggering.
It is, and we're out of time, Doug. God bless. Thanks very much, and we'll talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye.
KHNC brings you another exciting meet and greet Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. here at the KHNC studios in Johnstown. Meet with MagnetiCare developer Bob Kirschbaum as he conducts a workshop on the use of therapeutic magnets. And delight yourself with Jerusalem Imports as Dinah brings you authentic, one-of-a-kind imported products from Israel. Join us here Sunday afternoon, January 27th from 1 to 4 p.m. Call 800-205-6245 for more information.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and let me suggest, if you've not seen Beyond Treason, the DVD, but of course what's really valuable is the CD-ROM with literally thousands of pages of documentation of the toxic effects of depleted uranium. And of course, how could it be that this is going on and you're not reading about it in the newspaper? Very simply, our newspapers are controlled. Certainly our doctors don't know about it because their medical journals are controlled. We can't let the American people know that we're contaminating the world. We're poisoning our own soldiers, our own young men. And if you look at the figures on the Veterans Administration page, you'll find out the devastating number of our own troops who are ill. And we do have some of those, that documentation, of that figure that we used earlier, where almost 80,000 of the original veterans of the first Gulf War, almost 80,000 are dead. Of the 695,000 that we sent there, that's over 10%. Certainly, if that's going on, why doesn't Rush Limbaugh tell us? Why doesn't Sean Hannity tell us? Well, because there are some of the finest commentators that money could buy. And if you'd like the figures, we actually have those. We will send them out to you, at least a couple of pages out of the that segment of the Veterans Administration report. You've got to know how to get on the Veterans Administration and track down the information, because that's the only way you're going to get it. But it's accurate, and unfortunately, we're destroying the generation of our youth. Now, of course, what you really need is to see my talks on None Dare Call It Genocide, which is available on DVD, my talk on planned population reduction. You certainly want to, if you have not yet read the National Security Study Memorandum 200, formerly Top Secret, we do offer that. You can get it through Radio Liberty. You can get it on the Internet, but it's hard to get. We have it when it's all nicely bound and a very, very good copy of it. And then, of course, we do have, of course, the testimony of David MacArthur, Dr. MacArthur, before the Military Appropriations Committee back in 1969, where he asked for $10 million, so they create a new disease for mass killing. And that, of course, was the AIDS virus he was describing. We have the testimony before the House Committee on Appropriations for Military Affairs. But you're not going to read about this in the media. I mean, this was sent to me by people in government who wanted to get the information out. $10 million to create a new disease for mass killing. 10 years before, of course, the AIDS epidemic came. And we know that it's actually created, man-made. If you have not read the book by our good friend Garth Nicholson, Dr. Garth Nicholson, who has over 600 peer-reviewed papers in publication, the book is Project Daylily, Project Daylily, and he tells you about the origin of AIDS. And, of course, we know because there are 8 different strains of the disease which suddenly appeared all over the world and remain in those areas of the world and have not mutated. They all appeared at one time. How would you get 8 different strains of the disease in 8 different areas around the world all at one time? That didn't just happen by accident. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our website, get our material, radioliberty.com, where you can hear our programs, and then pray for America, pray for revival, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And so until Monday,